This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline. This one with our very own Mike Conti. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at MikeConti929. That is MikeConti929. Mike, thoughts about what we saw last night? First of all, we are happy that we have an Atlanta professional sports team that is playing. And, man, it seemed like it's been so long since that last Hawks game, with Vince Carter hitting that three at the end. And that's the last time we've had a team from our town compete. Thoughts about last night? I watched some of it. I listened to you, and I watched, and they looked like there's obviously a little rust factor going on there, but also not able to really finish in the way that we know this team does so well. Yeah, they're taking on the arch nemesis, the team that's constantly been a thorn in their side, but they took a lot of shots, gave themselves some opportunities, and you just figure about the lineup and the roster. Were there any surprises for you about who got the start, who was chosen for that, and maybe who didn't start? I know Barco was not a starter last night.
Yeah, and that was a surprise, Sam. But we learned that, I guess, he picked up a minor injury in training this week. So, he got to play 30 minutes. Obviously, he really helped. Atlanta United looked good in the second half. Atlanta United, actually, I thought, played pretty well last night, except for the finishing that you mentioned, and that's a real concern, because I think now we've seen, and there was a four-month break in between, but we saw in the match against Cincinnati and then the match down at Club America in Mexico, where they were shut out, and again last night, without Joseph Martinez, this team is really, really struggling without a striker. Really struggling. And it's a need that's not going to be addressed during this tournament. So they got to figure it out somehow. And I think there wasn't really a target in the final third last night until maybe the very, very end when Adam John came in. And you saw Adam John with that header that forced a great save by David Jensen right at the very, very end of the match. But to your point, Sam, Atlanta United still did a good job creating chances. George Bello hit the crossbar. Manuel Castro, wide open in front of the goal, shanks a shot that is a goal 99 times out of 100. So the chances were created. The finishing was not there. Some of it might be that rust that you talked about. Some of it might just be they really miss Joseph. I think both things can be true. But what's also true is you're going to play a Cincinnati team on Thursday that gave up 4 goals last night. So that might be a better barometer of how Atlanta United is really going to look at as far as finishing is concerned, because it's tough to score against Red Bulls. It's tough to play against them. It's tough to play through them. Atlanta United's had a lot of trouble with that team over the years. Three of the last 4 times now they've played Red Bulls, they've been shut out. Not a coincidence. They're hard to play through because of that press. So it might have been the opponent, but I think it's also a reflection of a little bit of rust and certainly missing Joseph. And it's got to improve itself quickly, because if Atlanta United doesn't win on Thursday, there's a really good chance they're going to go out of this tournament. And that would not be good, because not only do you want to win the tournament and go to the CONCACAF Champions League, but these matches also count for the regular season standings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.